It was held in downtown Anchorage during the Alaska Tribal Unity Gathering. More than 2 years ago, Department of the Interior leaders heard from Alaska Native tribes about the salmon collapses, their impacts on communities and cultures, and the need for immediate and lasting action by the federal government. More than 100 tribes, as well as federal agencies, discussed co-stewardships, where both traditional knowledge and Western science were brought to the table to come up with a solution for the devastating impacts to the salmon population. During the hour-long discussion, multiple people spoke of the long road hundreds of tribes and communities face. Vivian Corthias is from Emonic and is the chief executive officer of the Association of Village Council Presidents. She is on the Gravel to Gravel board and says that with the combined forces of the tribes in Alaska, as well as federal agencies, they are sure to make a big impact.
If we had an initiative where there was only one leader, either the feds or in our case, just the tribes do it alone, it wouldn't work. We know that. Those of us that are sitting up here are working on behalf of every single community, every single tribe, every single family.
Corthia says that in recent years, the consistent decline in salmon becomes more devastating each year.
What I believe is that this is really a true humanitarian crisis. It's unthinkable that we have the third largest river, the Yukon River, in this nation, and we have no salmon to put away. It's mind-boggling.
Brian Ridley is chief of the Tanana Chiefs Conference.
It's really a lot about salmon habitat restoration, and so trying to make sure that the salmon have good areas to spawn in across Alaska, and that we have a healthy environment for the salmon to be able to come back to, in an effort to try to get them to come back to how they once were 20, 30, 40 years ago.
The board will meet regularly throughout the next few years to discuss more solutions for the salmon crisis. In Anchorage, I'm Jill Freitas.